Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Wow. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Mitzorah. According to the Chinuch, Parshas Mitzorah contains 11 mitzvos. Not only do we continue from last week with Parshas Azria as to the purification process of the one who has Tzora'as, but beyond that, we have number one, the whole concept of Tzora'as Habayis, that there might be a nega, a plague on the house. Remember the Ramban, who says this is supernatural. What does that mean? That Hashem has a personal relationship with the Jewish people, and this is highlighted in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, at the end of Parshas Mitzorah, we have the laws of Taharat HaMishpacha, family purity, and how appropriate it is that we read this right before the Yom Tov of Pesach, Mitzvah Hashem, because after all, we are literally being not just freed from slavery to free men, we're being freed from slavery to, number one, aristocracy. Remember the chinuch, that we're not to break a bone on the Korban Pesach. But beyond that, we are starting, please God, next week, Tuesday night, the second night of Pesach, to count Sfiras HaOmer. We are on our way to receiving the Torah, counting 7 weeks to Shavuos, and the entire concept of the purity of Klal Yisrael, which is part of our counting. The individual counts 7 days, the community is counting 7 weeks, and included in that process is the whole concept of Kiddushas Yisrael. And we have, as I mentioned at the end of Parshas Mitzorah, we have the concept of Taras Habayis and the laws of family purity. This Shabbos has a special designation to it. This Shabbos is called Shabbos HaGadol. Several reasons for that. One of the primary reasons is, as Shabbos Shuva is called such because of the Haftorah, Shuva Yisrael. Shabbos Shira is called not just because we read in the Torah, Shiras Hayam, but the Haftorah as well is the Haftorah of Shiras Devora. And we have Shabbos HaGadol, this Shabbos, first reason, because of the Haftorah coming from the last chapter of the Navi Malachi. The Navi Malachi knew he would be the last Navi until we have Eliyahu HaNavi to announce the coming of Moshiach. Imagine his saying these words in the name of Hashem. Hinei Anochi Shaleach Lochem. He's saying, Jews, in his day and throughout Jewish history, Malachi comes into our shul this Shabbos, and he says to each and every one of us, I know that you're sad. I know you're broken from the terrible experience that we have had since October the 7th. And even though we saw the miraculous saving of Klal Yisrael last Motzoi Shabbos, over 300 rockets from Iran, and not a single one did any damage. Does anybody need anything more to see that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bekirbeinu? But still, there's no question about it, that when we say this coming Motzoi Monday night at the Seder, Shebechol Dor V'Dor, Omdim Oleinu L'Chaloseinu, that in each generation they are wanting to lo aleinu exterminate us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu mi'adam. So this Haftorah tells us not maybe Mashiach is coming, but as we say in the bracha after the Haftorah, that v'davar echad midvarecha, not a single word of the Nevi'im, ocholo yoshuv leikram, will not be fulfilled. Every word is the word of God. There will be a Mashiach. Wow, that is what this Shabbos is teaching us. First reason, therefore, why it's called Shabbos HaGadol, the special Haftorah, and another reason, perhaps even tongue-in-cheek, but that the rabbi gives a Gadol Drasha, a long discourse. Drasha is the good word, okay, whereby he reminds everybody at that time of the basic laws of Pesach, getting rid of the chametz, the b'tikas chametz, the burning of the chametz, till when you can eat the chametz, and goes through some of the topics of the Seder. I'd like to therefore, for a few moments, go through an interesting part of the Seder, namely, when you can start your Seder. Okay? Now, we know that there is a concept called Tosefes Shabbos, which means that one is permitted to take in what we call Shabbos early. Shabbos early means that instead of taking it in with, quote, sunset, meaning 18 minutes before sunset, women will light candles, men will go to shul, they'll daven mincha, and the acceptance of Shabbos. There is, however, a halacha that says, this is found in the fourth chapter of Brachos, that one can take in Shabbos from the time of Plaga Mincha, approximately an hour and a quarter before sunset. These are Sha'os Zmanios. I don't have time to go into that now, but one is permitted all year long, as the Gemara says, that one can daven Shabbos and even make Kiddush before sunset throughout the year. Well, if I can do this for Shabbos, as indeed many will be doing it tonight, taking in Shabbos early, then let me ask, Manishtanha, why is the night of Pesach different, that you can't start your Seder early, and if we can only start an hour and a quarter, you really shouldn't start your Seder this coming Monday night until the earliest 8:25. Now, where am I getting that? Shkia, sunset, is approximately 7:46 in the New York area, and the earliest you should take in the Seder is 42 minutes after that, so we are approximately 8:25 in that ballpark, and not before. But the question is why? Why is Manishtana Halayla Hazeh? It's not really one of the four questions, but we should ask that question, so we should be educated, knowledgeable individuals. Why can't we start early as we do on Shabbos? So the first and primary answer to that is because of the Korban Pesach. Now, even though we don't yet have a Korban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb, however, we conduct ourselves in so many ways as if we actually did. We are such an optimistic people. Don't tell me we haven't had a Beis HaMikdash in almost 2,000 years. We live as if we do. And so therefore, number one, the reason why we have to stop eating chametz early on Erev Pesach, come on, I like my bagel. Let me eat my bagel till 6 o'clock Monday afternoon. And the answer is, what are you, crazy? You can't. Why not? Because the Pasuk says in the fifth book of the Torah, chapter 16, Pasuk 3, Lo sochal olav chametz. From the time that you can bring the Korban Pesach, which is mid the day, listen carefully, or a few moments thereafter. So from the Torah, you can eat chametz till then. The rabbis came along and the rabbis said, no. It's going to be a cloudy day. How are you going to know exactly when mid the day is? So therefore, they moved it earlier till 2 hours. And therefore, you have on your list given by the OU and others what's the latest you can eat chametz on Erev Pesach. approximately 10:20. And in the morning, where's this coming from? It's coming from the Korban Pesach. Very important. Next, many have the practice of wearing a kittel at the Pesach Seder. Why? It's not Yom Kippur. And the answer is, says the Netziv, because when we ate a korban, when we ate that which is holy, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, we ate a white, wore a white gown. Similarly, today, we conduct ourselves as if we had the Korban Pesach. Therefore, many wear a kittel, certainly the one who leads and others at the Pesach Seder. What are you eating for your main dish this coming Monday night? Tell me, are you Ashkenaz or Sfard? Both for the same reason. The reason is we had a Korban Pesach this night. Now, the Korban Pesach was eaten roasted. Sfardim say, well, this is a night of roast. I will specifically say the Sfardim eat roast on this night to remember in a positive way the Korban Pesach. Come along the Ashkenazim and say, wait a minute, we don't want to give the impression that we're doing is the Korban Pesach. We're yearning for it. We can't wait for it. We know there will be that third Beis HaMikdash, but until that time, we don't eat roasted meat. If you have to have roasted chicken or roasted meat, please talk to your rabbi who will tell you that at least baste the meat often, and that will help remove it out of the category of roast. So now let's get back to why can't we start the Pesach Seder early? Well, because the Korban Pesach had to be eaten balayla. Ah, the ochlu es habasar balayla hazeh, as we have find in the beginning of chapter 12 in the book of Shmos. And the matzah and moror is equated and joins the Pesach. The Pesach was eaten together with matzah and moror. Oh, so I can't eat matzah until nighttime. So I can't, and my maror, I can't have until night. Okay, so now let's ask the obvious question. Let us make Kiddush early, and we will start after Kadesh Urchatz. We'll wash our hands without a bracha, and we'll karpas, we'll take a vegetable, or anything with a bori pri adamah, and a cucumber, anything. And we're going to dip that in the salt water. And we're going to then break the middle matzah. And we'll start the Haggadah. And guess what? We won't get to the matzah until it's definitively night. So we will gain an hour and a quarter on the Pesach Seder. Why not? Why can't I make Kiddush early? Okay, that's the question. That's what I'd like to answer. And I will give several answers to it. Much of this comes from Rav Olshan Shlita, Rabbi Yerucham Olshan from Lakewood. And listen carefully in his Sefer Yerach Yerachim, Yerach Lemoadim, in his sixth essay, among the many, many halachic discourses in his Sefer. I'll share with you several of his thoughts and add some of my own. The first reason why I can't make Kiddush early is because of the Taz. And what does the Taz say? The Taz says the following, that there is a halacha of Kiddush b'makom suda. So the literal translation, as found in the 10th perek of Psachim, the literal translation of Kiddush B'Makom Suda is that, let's say I have, thank God, a big house. Okay, so in my den, I'm going to make Kiddush. And then we're going to move from my den to my dining room where we're going to eat the meal all year long for Shabbos, Yom Tov, etc. So the answer is, oh no, you're going to make Kiddush where you're going to eat your meal. B'makom Kiddush, B'makom Suda, at the place of the Suda. But the Taz expands it to mean not just at the place, but when. When can you make Kiddush? You can make Kiddush at a time that's fit for the Suda. Now, for this coming Monday night's Suuda, for the meal, I have to be koveya to establish and set my meal over lechem, over bread. Tonight the bread happens to be matzah, so my matzah is that which halachically, among the many things, it's a separate independent mitzvah to eat matzah, but it's also like any other Friday night, like any other Yontif night. Rosh Hashanah, I have two loaves, happens to be round challah on the night of Rosh Hashanah. On Sukkot, I have two loaves in my sukkah, but the meal starts with the two loaves. Here, too, my meal has to start not with the Kiddush, like I am doing tonight, for if I take in Shabbos early, but here, it's Kiddush B'Mokom Suda, so it's only when you can eat, come on, the matzah. The matzah, as we said, is equated to the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach has to be eaten at night. Therefore, so tonight, if I wanted to take Shabbos in early, not a problem, because there's no law that says that my two challah tonight, over which I'm going to make Kiddush, and I'm going to have my seudah, there's no law that says that has to be eaten at night. I can start eating my Shabbos meal during the day. Yes, I really should make sure to save a piece or kazayis of my challah tonight, so I should eat that when it is definitively night, according to the Magen Avraham. Good, but the bottom line is that I can't make Kiddush. Something's different about the Kiddush on this coming Monday night, the night of the Seder, that it's Kiddush B'mokom Suda, meaning only at the time when I can eat my Seuda. My Seuda is convened with matzah, and therefore I can't make my Kiddush earlier. This is the opinion of the Taz. The Magen Avraham quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, and he gives another different reason for starting time of the Seder, that you can't start early. He says, take a look. The Kiddush this coming Monday night is not only the Kiddush of Yom Tov, such as Rosh Hashanah, such as Sukkot, such as Shavuos. Yes, it is the Kiddush of Yom Tov, but this Kiddush is different. It happens to be the first of the Arba Kosos. There are several rabbinic mitzvos on the night of the Seder. Maror nowadays is only rabbinic. When we had, and please God, when we will have, the third Beis HaMikdash, Maror will be elevated to a biblical law, because Maror always comes with the Korban Pesach. No Korban Pesach, then no Maror on a Torah level. We have Maror this year, unfortunately, only on a rabbinic level. Next year, please God, B'shon Abob Yerushalayim, it will be on, and it's not just a motto, not just an expression, mean it. It's going to happen. We'll see it in our days. That you have to communicate to your children as well. So now, one of the additional rabbinic mitzvos, aside from leaning on this night, is the Arba Kosos, the fact that we drink four cups of wine. So the four cups of wine as well, the Shulchan Aruch points out, are to be, and the Kiddush has to be, again, and I quote from the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Halacha Beis, Avol says the Mechaber, Lo Yomar Kiddush Ad Shetechshach. You're not to recite the Kiddush until it gets dark. And the idea is, I'll read you the Mishnah Berurah, it's delicious. Rotza Lomar, this is to teach us. Los Tema, don't say, Kivan She Mitzvah Lemayer, since it is a mitzvah to rush, meaning to get started as quickly as you can, then Yaschil HaKiddush V'Hagodah Mimogol Yom. Let's start the Seder early. Kiddush early, Haggadah, get started, like we said earlier. Kemoshe Motzina B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov, as we find this concept called Tosef HaShabbos, you can add on. Shiyachol Hosif Michol HaLakodesh, Ulekadesh V'Lechol Mibod Yom. like many will do tonight, as we said earlier in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Samach Zayin. Kamash Malan, we're coming to this morning in the Shulchan Aruch to teach us till Gabe Pesach. Oh no, the night of the Pesach Seder, Enochein, it's not so. The fish achilas matzah, as we've been saying, matzah is huksha, equated to the Pesach, as it says, umatzos umrom yochlu, upesach, enonechel balayla. And vakiddush, tzorech lios pishah rui lamatzah. That's number one, like the Taz that we said before, the Ode, and now he quotes the Trumas Hadeshem. The Kosha Kiddushu Echa Me Arba Kosos. The Kulu and all of the four cups are one unit. Kulu Basar Hagada Umatza Umorar Giriri. What does that mean? All four cups have to accompany the Mitzvos Halayla. So now we have two reasons why Manishtano HaLaila HaZeh, why is this night different that I cannot start my Pesach Seder early? Good. We now have two reasons. We have the Taz and the Mogen Avraham who brings the Trumas Hadeshen. Now, fasten your seatbelts. Asks the Maharil a beautiful question, strong question on the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, what did you just say? You just said you had to what? Wait for night, because you have to have your four cups of wine when you can eat the matzah, when you could eat the Korban Pesach, which the earliest we know is night, then wait a minute. So therefore you're starting at nighttime, good, and not before, asks the Maharil, wait a second, until when can you eat the Korban Pesach? There's an end time to the Korban Pesach. The end time to the Korban Pesach is Chatzos, mid the night. Mid the night in the New York area is approximately 12:54. What does that mean? You have to eat your afikoman by 12:54. What is the afikoman? Big machlokes. According to the Rush, we eat a nice size piece of matzah at the end of the meal, right? Together with that bigger piece of the yachatz. But why are we eating this? We're eating this as a remembrance. The Korban Pesach was eaten at the end of the meal. That was your dessert. The lamb chop was your dessert. So too, we eat a nice piece of matzah at the end of the meal. However, according to Rashi and the Rashbam, Tosfos, listen, what they say, the main mitzvah of matzah is the matzah of the afikoman. You've eaten the matzah at the beginning of the meal. Like we said earlier, we have no choice. We will kovea the suda over matzah. The meal is established as a Yom Tov meal because I have two, quote, loaves. The two loaves tonight happen to be the matzah. Yes, we start with three, etc., but the idea is we start the meal. So am I getting my full mitzvah of matzah at the beginning of the meal? No. Save room, says Rashi, for that big piece of matzah called the afikoman at the end of the meal. So now listen carefully. If I'm starting the meal, I can't make kiddush before night, because after all, the arba kosos go with the other mitzvos halayla. Well, if Korban Pesach stopped at Chatzos, matzah stopped at Chatzos, then logic should have it that your kosos should also four cups stop at Chatzos. Now, what does that mean? The fourth cup accompanies the Hallel. What does that mean? You should finish your Hallel by 12:54. Now, two and two makes four. Meaning, does this make sense? Sure. So, in Tuf Ayin Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Halacha Aleph, Yehizohir, be careful, the Ochlo, to eat the Afikoman before Chatzos. That we all try especially hard to do. Listen carefully. Says the Ramah, V'yaktim Atzmo Shigam HaHalel. Whoa, Halel, because the fourth cup has to be drunk before Chatzos, as the Maharil says. That's a great kasha. If so, why don't we? Why are we not so careful to do at the end what we do at the beginning? At the beginning, we don't start until I can eat the matzah. So I should end my drinking and finish my Seder at Chatzos. And we know many of us do not. So the answer to this question is that going in, we're working with the Korban Pesach, which is, and matzah, which are biblical mitzvos. You can't eat the matzah earliest before 8:25, right? Which is the starting time, which is Laila. Okay? That's a biblical mitzvah. Tosfos, in Megillah, Chof Aleph, Amar Aleph says, yes, when it comes, however, to the end of the Seder, when it comes to the Hallel, as important as it is, as it represents our spontaneous breaking into Hallel and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., this is rabbinic, and therefore we can be more lenient on the way out. However, you should know the Ran disagrees with Tosfos, and the Ran says, no, you should finish the Hallel as well by Chatzos. So those who do finish their Seder a little bit earlier, which is fine, you should know, Gejuntiv, you're saying to the Vilna Gaon, who was careful, to the Gra, I'm sorry, to the Rama, who was careful, and like I said, the Ran as well. So I hope, number one, we have a better understanding as to why we can't start the Pesach Seder early. I want to just share with you a closing, what I consider a very beautiful idea, and I'll be honored if you can repeat this at your Pesach Seder. I really think everybody is listening. We got it all wrong. What does that mean? We are careful, as we said a moment ago, to eat the Afikoman by Chatzos, by 12:54 in the New York area time, and listen carefully to what? To eat the Afikoman, right? Because the Korban Pesach was eaten by Chatzos. Is that not strange? Why was the Korban Pesach eaten by Chatzos? So listen carefully, everybody. Whenever you've gone to a simcha, any celebration, you're celebrating something which happened. You go to a bris, the baby boy was circumcised. You go to a pidyon haben, he was redeemed. You go to a bar mitzvah, he attained 13 years. He is now an adult in the Jewish community. A wedding, he put the ring on her finger, mazel tov. Every anniversary, halavai, 50th anniversary for grandma and grandpa, was celebrating something which happened. However, on the night of the Pesach Seder, nothing happened until Chatzos. Again, what are we celebrating on the night of the Pesach Seder? Makas Bechoros, that Hashem passed over, hence the holiday, Jewish homes, and he killed every firstborn of Egyptians, saved every firstborn of the... That's worth celebrating. But when did it happen? It happened at midnight. So if it happened at midnight, we should get up. We should go home next Monday night, take a long nap for a few hours, get up a half an hour before midnight, and get dressed, put on your tuxedo, put on your bow tie, and wash your face. Let's go. I'm ready to start the Pesach Seder now, because now is when the action happened. We celebrate before Chatzos, B'davka, specifically to show that we're celebrating one word, Emunah, faith. What does that mean? We're celebrating that Hashem will kill the firstborn. Matzah is called the bread of faith by the Zohar, Michla Dimehemnusa, bread of faith. And it's so important, especially for this year, how down all of us are for all that's going on in Eretz Yisrael and elsewhere, but especially in Eretz Yisrael, we start our Seder with one word, faith. I know for sure the end is going to be good. I know for sure that He is going to bring Am Yisrael to its destiny, because tonight is not only a night that we celebrate Jewish history, we celebrate our glorious future. A night that begins with Emunah, because as they celebrated before mid the night, believing Hashem would redeem them, we too begin our Seder with a big portion of Emunah, faith. I would take this opportunity to wish Nachum, his family, and indeed the entire family of this very special broadcast, this very special opportunity of spreading Torah. Thank God. I don't even want to say the words, but truthfully, all over the world, what a schus you have, Nachum. We wish everybody a chakosher v'sameach. Shabbat shalom to all.